Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Well, blessings, everyone. I'm Dale. I'm so glad that you have joined with me. This is the Word Podcast, a brand new thing that we're starting to do. This is episode number 0001. And as you can tell, I'm hoping that we will have many, many episodes. So let me just tell you what's on my heart and mind about this format. I'm hoping that we'll be able to gather together somewhere around four or five, maybe even six times a week in very short snippets. You know, a lot of times with podcasts, they'll be 30 minutes long, 45 minutes long, an hour. It may be a teaching. It may be a business endeavor. It may be a sermon or something like that. And those are all fine. That's all wonderful. But what I want to do right here is to take in the Word of God in the same way that we take in physical nutrition. We don't eat just one large meal a week, right? We don't usually eat just one large meal a day. We eat several times a day. So that's what I'm hoping that we'll be able to do with this. And that most of these times together will be no more than 10 minutes long. And so you'll be able to just download the podcast or stream the podcast from your device, whether it's a phone or a tablet or a computer, your automobile. A lot of the newer models are set up for such. And then just to have a continual discussion of what the Word of God has to say. A lot of this will be following a particular portion of the Word of God for a while. But I also sort of foresee that we'll be dealing with things that you want some answers from. Okay, the Word of God gives us the answers to everything that we need as believers in the kingdom where the Lord has placed us. And so I'm just so glad that you're here with us. Spread the good word, as they say. Pass the word. Most podcasts are found out about that way. Okay, it's by word of mouth. So I ask that you help with that. Just spread the news on your social media, with your friends, your family, your church. Where I thought we would begin is where we really are at this point in time, locally and online. I teach Bible studies locally, and I also teach them online. And I'll give you more information about that in subsequent times together as we go along. But currently, we are examining the book of Galatians. And the book of Galatians is such a word for today. It is so much what we need to hear. Now, by we, I mean those that are professing believers, those who have truly repented and confessed and called upon the name of the Lord. The folks that may be listening to this podcast may come from all walks of life. I totally understand that. I rejoice in that, and I hope in that. But I really have sort of focused this time upon those who are believers, and yet, are you ready for this? And yet, realize that something just isn't quite the way that it should be, particularly with the Western church, particularly with that portion of the body of Christ in Western societies, because there's such a distinction between what we see within the Scripture and what we see happening in what we call churches. And you'll hear me say a lot of things about that as we go along. But there are so many people that are so hungry for the true kingdom, that are so hungry for the true walk, are so hungry and so desirous of knowing more about God, of living more of God, of being who He's called us to be. And the truth is this, folks, quite often when you get into an organizational church, okay, and I'm going to use these terms, and so don't try to lock in definitions too tight. Just give me some time over a period of time. But there are people who are in churches, and it's just an organization. It's just an organization of man. The true body of Christ is an organism. Okay, we see that within the Scripture. That's the reason the Lord calls His body the body, okay, the body of Christ. You will have organizations which are not true bodies, but you'll have the organism which is the true body will be organized. So I'm not saying that quote unquote organized religion is bad in the perspective and the definition that the world will give that. But what I am saying is this, that there is a stirring. There is something that is moving within inside, and it's really the Spirit of the Lord that is drawing His people into the kingdom walk that He wants for each one of us. And Galatians so speaks to that. So today we'll probably just look at the first verse or two and just sort of whet our appetites for what is happening with this. And as I said, we'll go day by day by day and examine and see and what the Word has to say to us. So let me just read Galatians chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. It's not a complete sentence. And as we find at the very beginning, Paul wrote this. And Paul would write rather long sentences. So here's first the first verse. It says this, Paul. Well, there we go. Starts from the very beginning with who is writing this. And as we read through the entire book, we're going to see and glean more about what's happening, more about what's going on, more about why he's writing. But I want you to see something here. From the very beginning, he defines things. The first thing he says is, hey, this is Paul. And then there's a comma. Then he says this, an apostle. So he declares that I am Paul. This is who's writing. I'm an apostle. Well, these churches that he's writing to in Galatia, and it's a group of churches. It's not just one church. It's not just an individual. He's writing to a group of churches. And he has a particular reason why he's writing, which we'll get to that later on. But he's saying from the very beginning, this is Paul, and I'm an apostle. He's letting them know that. Well, they would have known that because in the book of Acts, we see that Paul is the one who came through that region that brought the gospel. These churches were founded and started by Paul when he brought the good news to them. So you would think, well, don't they know that he's an apostle? Well, they do, but there's an issue, and we'll get to that later also. He is letting them know, I am one who is sent. That's what an apostle is one who's sent forth with a message. And so he's letting them know that here I am. I'm the one that was there before. I have this message, this calling, this apostolic calling. And then he says something which in the English language is put in a parenthesis, and this completes the first verse. So listen to this parenthetical statement. He says, Paul, an apostle, not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. End of parentheses. So there's this little parenthetical statement that he's declaring some things. He's letting him know that he's an apostle, but he wasn't sent by men, nor through the agency of man. So he's saying no one particular man, no group of men sent me, nor did any organizational group, a denomination or a church or something like that send me. I was not sent by anything that had to do with man, but I was sent through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him, and that him is Jesus Christ, from the dead. From the very beginning of this writing, Paul is laying down some truths, which when you first read it, you think, well, that's nice. That's good to know. But we're going to find out that these are serious things that are happening, that he is, from the very beginning, bringing forth a defense. He's not being defensive, but he's bringing forth a defense of himself and of what God is doing in his life. And this defense is necessary because of some things that had happened among these churches in Galatia, which we will look at. Just in closing, let me show you a couple things he says in this first verse. He says he's sent forth through Jesus Christ and God the Father. Two or three times in this first chapter, he puts together Jesus Christ and God the Father on an equal basis, which we know they are God. We know that from our perspective now. But at this point in time when he was writing, he was laying down these truths. And it's a little subtle thing that reveals that Jesus Christ is the one who has sent him forth as an apostle, that it was God the Father who raised him, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead. So Paul is saying this, I wasn't sent forth by anything of my own volition. I wasn't sent forth in any way by any great idea that I came up with. No, it was nothing like that. It was God who did this, who sent me forth. He is laying down the foundations of his life, who he is, what has happened to him at the very beginning. We will see in the first two chapters that Paul spends a great deal of time explaining what happened in his life. And again, there's a reason for it. And we'll get into that detail later. But for now, I'm out of time. And so y'all continue to spread the good news, pass the word, and I will see you again next time. Bless you.